truth, truth. This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever. Representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 11th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. As usual, a lot of news and information to cover today, and I'm not exactly certain if Rick Tyler's going to be joining me next hour or not. I did we managed not to get a confirmation on that, so I don't know. We shall find out. We may find out here during the first hour. I'm not sure. I wanted to say special thanks to Jeremy. Done a great job last week for me. His guest, Mike Enoch, listened to it Sunday, and I wanted to really thank Jeremy for his efforts there and for doing such a good broadcast. I mean, he's a great host to fill in for me when I have to be out, so I wanted to say thanks to him for that. Wednesday, May 8th, I filled in for John Stapmiller. I did the National Intel Report, and I've got a clip from that we may play later in the broadcast, and just got a whole host of information that I want to cover. For those that have been listening for a really long time, you remember when I had a co-host, Brian. It's been several years ago. Got a little update there with regards to Facebook. We'll be getting to all of that more. Got some Mark Dice coming up. I've got a clip of what they're doing over in Ungrate with all their problems. This was sent to me by a listener. I guess I would have never known this was going on, but I think that it certainly is interesting as well. So let's get started. How about this? A new app developed by researchers at the University of Utah encourages users to report offensive speech, including slurs, even if they're written on a bathroom wall. Now, I'm not making this up. Digit Labs Hate Incident Reporting App turns citizens into spies by accepting reports beyond crimes captured in normal police reports. Yeah, there's an app for that. Although the creators claim that all reporting is confidential and anonymous, the amount of detailed information a person is asked to provide would make it easy for law enforcement to identify someone, reports the Mass Private Eye blog. We'd like to see it used nationally to get better hate incident statistics and to understand why, how, and where people are active in hateful incidents and how that offends or hurts people, said Richard Medina. The app allows users to submit photos and videos of the alleged hate incident and ask them to classify it out of a multiple types of hate, whether it be bias, religion, disability, gender, identity, race, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or you can choose other. The app has ostensibly created because the activists behind it are unhappy that reports of hate crime numbers are not high enough. Now, this sounds like satire, doesn't it? In order to fan the flames of hysteria about bigots and Nazis lurking around every corner, it becomes necessary to artificially inflate cases of hate incidents. What constitutes a hate incident? According to Sykes.org, this would include the described nationwide hate crime epidemic, then surely necessitates left-wing institutions, media, and academic bodies be handed more money and more power to fight it. So yeah, I wanted to start off with that because this is the direction it's going. Trust you me. All they talk about on the news anymore is, you know, how many racists there are and, you know, how terrible white people are because they don't want to accept the open borders. You know, if you sit back and you lean your head back and you really think about it, and you think about the aspect that the Democrats and the left and the cultural Marxists and the whole group is trying to force down everyone's throat this unobtainable utopia that somehow if we have open borders and we mix every race together all across all these different ethnicities and we mix all these cultures and we mix all these religions and you've got Muslims and Christians and atheists, that somehow this is going to generate a more healthy, cohesive, non-violent kumbaya society. It's totally impossible. In fact, it's the opposite. I mean, I'm here to tell you, at this past week in Charlotte, they had, I believe, it was 4 murders in 24 hours. It was 3 or 4 murders in a short time frame. It might have been 30 hours, a little over one day. Winston-Salem, North Carolina, they're shooting from bicycles in the middle of the night. There's drive-bys of every sort. I mean, violent crime. And the only one, there's only one TV station out of Charlotte that I've seen actually put the statistics up, and since like January 1st, violent crime is up like 240%. While all the other news agencies try to say crime is down. But this destruction of the country without firing a shot, at least not in a military type way, of flooding the country with migrants, legal and illegal, creating this clash of cultures that is destroying, and all it will do is destroy our society going forward. The hatred that's ramped up now against Christianity, the censorship that is totally off the hook by the tech giants. And I think there's a lot of people that just because they don't want to be caught up in anything controversial are just keeping their mouths shut, so they're sidelining themselves. As we see this continue to worsen, and that's all it's going to do, and it's all it can do. I mean, look at this past week, and I've got the story here. Fake news CNN was running the story that Guaido, and isn't that the term for bat excrement? I'm not sure. Won the election in January over Maduro in Venezuela, and the election was held last May. And Maduro got 68% of the vote. They have intentionally made it confusing for the American people to try to understand what even's happening in Venezuela. And the news this morning, Trump sending the warships over to Iran, you know, in that saber-rattling situation that's created. And, you know, here we are looking at more possible world-policing military interventions in a bankrupt country that is so divided. We've got so many problems of our own, and yet this type of insanity is continuing. And I'm not even going to cover the corrupt swamp cesspool that is Washington, D.C., and the buffoonery that's going on there. Still about this Russian hoax, you know, Senator Burr from North Carolina subpoenaed Donald Trump Jr. to talk about it some more. Here's another Republican to talk about the Trump Tower sensitivity to how the implications of this would affect me as a person of color. I don't know, but I'm assuming Doug Glanville might be black. So he's offended. Horribly offended. Someone did the OK symbol. Now, all y'all, if there's anyone listening to this broadcast don't know, we'll get to how this all came about with the OK symbol and how ridiculous and absurd that is. However, even the Washington Post has been forced to admit the origins of the symbol as a white power sign was a total fabrication by 4chan. You know the 4chan pranksters? The OK hand gesture as a symbol of white intolerance apparently started as a joke by trolls on the 4chan message board in early 2017 as the Washington Post, Eli Rosenberg, and Abby Allheiser reported the idea, according to message boards uncovered by BuzzFeed News, was to trigger liberals and trick the media by pretending the widely used hand signal had some secret racist meaning. The PC police at the Anti-Defamation League also admit the sign is not a symbol of white power and that the hoax was created by 4chan. So here you've got it. This is a hoax created by 4chan. You know, I haven't been around construction and this type of thing, practically my entire life. You know, a lot of times when people couldn't communicate verbally because of machinery running or what have you, you know, they would use the OK symbol. You know what I'm talking about, your index finger to your thumb and your other three fingers up. That is all that is happening. I'm getting text messages. Apparently, the broadcast may be going out a little bit muffled. Sam is aware of this, and he's working on it, so we shall just have to, we will have to see how it all unfolds. I appreciate everyone letting me know that, and that'll help Sam too. So here we go. 4chan creates this hoax, and the mainstream media is so desperate, so needy, so wanting to label someone a white racist. The guy does the OK symbol at Wrigley Field, gets caught on camera, and is banned for life, even though even the ADL says that this has nothing to do with racist comment content. So I just wanted to interject that for the type of insanity in which we live in today. Now, you know, I like NY.com. And so, you know, this is the new normal. If you don't go along with the doctor's type of treatment, then your parental rights are severed by a judge, and they'll give that child chemotherapy, whether you like it or whether you don't. You know, and this is the type of stories that your mainstream media, they might write it up, but they don't do much reporting on their television broadcast, because they don't want people to know how powerless they are when it comes to medical treatments. The doctor is God, the judge is God, and you are just the peasant that you might be able to have some say if you go along with what they say, but if not, and they'll just completely cut you out. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I wanted to say, too, earlier in the week I heard a broadcast of Georgia Peach, and I think I've tracked down her email address. It's a real interesting story of how she was booted off of AM radio after 8 years for actually reporting some truths, the truths that they don't want to get out, the truths that you're not allowed to say. And I'm hoping that I can line up an interview with her, because it's a really interesting story. I mean, it nails on the head how if you're outside the narrative, if you're outside the box, then you've got to be silenced. You've got to be censored. And, you know, we're living in it now, broad censorship. Now, when we come back after the break, I'm going to get into just a little bit of what happened this past week that I'm aware of with censorship by Facebook. And of course, the co-founder of Facebook, I forget his name, that was in it at the beginning with Mark Zuckerberg, he came out this week in an op-ed and said that, you know, Facebook should be either regulated by the government or broken, you know, so it's not such a big monopoly. But, you know, we're seeing how all of the censorship is to the right. They can't allow speech that is contrary to this mass invasion, mass vaccination narrative that they want to take us in. And that way, anything that's contrary to that, if you don't like mass invasion, and you know, you don't even have to name who the invaders are, but you're a racist. You know, and that argument, and then the constant browbeating over the head by the mainstream media for everyone to believe in this climate change, which, you know, no matter what happens, they blame it on climate change. And then their answer to counteract climate change is for you to pay more taxes into the government so that they can keep you safe from the weather. But, you know, it's interesting. You talk to a lot of young people, and you'll find out, because of the indoctrination in school, the indoctrination through the media, there is a lot out there that either they believe it or they think they believe it. They don't do any critical thinking to think about how ridiculous it is that even if it was true, you know, the idea that paying the government more money is somehow going to eliminate and change the weather with this corrupt government is totally absurd. But yet, that is the argument. So I've got a lot of news to cover. Got a couple of clips to play, and hopefully we'll see. I'm still getting messages. We will see how things go with, I know the sound is a little bit muffled. CNN falsely claims Venezuela fake president won an election. CNN and the fake news network reported that Venezuela President Guaido won in January. Venezuela did not hold elections in January, and Guaido definitely did not win them. This is RT. He did, however, try to seize power from Maduro by force in January with the U.S. backing. And then again in April, both coup attempts failed, and Maduro remains president with the support of millions of Venezuelans who still back him, but the U.S. officials have declared the Washington-friendly Guaido the country's legitimate leader. So evidently this has been a confusing time for CNN's intrepid reporters. I'm reading from RT.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, and Sam, if it's not convenient, we don't have to play video one here. I was going to play video one, but I know you may have other things you're working on, and that's okay. Unanimously to pass anti-Semitism legislation with regards to free speech on college campuses, and basically any criticism of Israel is forbidden on college campuses in Florida. And Governor DeSantis is flying to Israel next week to sign the legislation. And you know, this is the direction that they want everything to go. Finally, it'll be criminalization. And you know, I think any group is open to criticism. Any subject matter, any historical event is open to subject matter. Open to criticism. But they want to make this issue, you know, Israel's foreign policy, the Holocaust, they want to criminalize this. And Danny, speaking on the sidelines of the United Nations Security Council, said that those who engage in anti-Semitism must be punished, whether it's here at the UN, or by political leaders, or by editors, or by policy pundits, or by college professors. It doesn't matter. So I just wanted to get that in quickly, that, you know,
you're going to see more of this. And I've been reporting on this for months here, probably a year and a half, to be honest, about the various states that are putting this in place. Now, you know, you would think that this would be a free speech issue, that this would be a Second Amendment issue. And really it is. And there's been some pushback. The NewObserverOnline.com ran a story this past week. The Jewish lobby in America has suffered an important setback in their attempts to stifle criticism of Israel with the striking down by U.S. federal judge of the anti-boycott, divestment, and sanctions law in Texas on the grounds that it violates freedom of speech under the country's First Amendment of the Constitution. Now, that's where you would think this argument would be. Because, as we've talked about on this broadcast and others, you know, it used to be, I'm talking about, you know, in the 60s, it used to be that the college campuses was a place that was open to debate over controversial issues. Like I've said on this broadcast many times, you know, George Lincoln Rockwell spoke at various college campuses. But they no longer allow that. You know, now if someone even is mild as, you know, Richard Spencer, which that may not be considered mild, but if he can't go to any college campus and speak without there being some kind of riot taking place by the left, they don't want to allow this type of speech. And if you've ever watched the videos, if you've ever watched the videos of how Richard Spencer like conducts himself on college campuses and answers questions, he really does a good job. I mean, I don't see why anyone would be offended by that, and I would not be offended if it was the opposite case. They were, you know, I'm for free speech, so let them speak and have a healthy debate. But if you can't win the argument, and if there's information that you want to keep out of the public's knowledge, then you've got to censor it. You got to shut it down. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, the Texas law, which has been copied by 25 other, I tell you what, we'll get into this on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair, and back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
On to alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We have been having some issues at RBN Studios this morning, so everyone bear with us. I think Sam does have it cleared up. He's been diligently working, so we've not been able to play some of the clips, and it has had a little bit of a muffled effect. So I think it's cleared up now, so just letting everyone know what's been going on. Now, I'm running down a NewObserverOnline.com story, U.S. Jewish lobby setback as state anti-BDS law struck down as unconstitutional. This is in Texas. The law requiring all government contractors to sign a pledge vowing not to participate in the pro-Palestinian BDS movement. At the time that law was passed, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said that anti-Israel policies are anti-Texas policies and that we will not tolerate such actions against an important ally. The blatantly unconstitutional law was challenged by the Council of American Islamic Relations, which sued the state to get the law overturned after a Muslim speech pathologist was not allowed to sign a contract extension with the Pflugerville Independent School District, a public school district near the state's capital in Austin, unless she pledged not to boycott Israel. And we actually, you know, we ran that story when it happened here. In his 56-page opinion, Judge Robert Pittman of the Western District of Texas ruled the state law violates the First Amendment by threatening to suppress unpopular ideas and manipulate the public debate through coercion. Well, boy, that's a fact, isn't it? The court found that political boycotts are protected speech, and none of the exceptions to that a rule urged by the state apply to this case. The court therefore concludes that plaintiffs' BDS boycott or speech protected by the First Amendment. In addition, the court ruled that the state of Texas has failed to identify a compelling state interest justifying the HB 89's burden on protected speech. Now, think about the fact that these laws like this, that this one struck down with the judge, but they are like unanimously voted on in the state legislatures. And it's obvious to anyone. I mean, I'm no legal scholar, I'm no attorney, but anyone can look at this and say, well, you know, that is completely contrary to your First Amendment rights. In fact, the only interest distinctly served by the content limitation is that of displaying Texas special hostility toward the particular bias thus singled out. This is precisely what the First Amendment forbids, he says. For this reason alone, the court said the law is an unconstitutional content and viewpoint based on restriction of freedom of speech. Now, you know what's interesting about that is I had to go all the way to the NewObserverOnline.com, which is not even published by anyone in this country to the best of my knowledge. And you don't get any reporting on stuff like that, that's struck down in Texas as unconstitutional. It's just amazing how the mainstream media pick and choose. Now, this past week on Natural News, they ran a story about the extreme censorship, and my friend Brian was censored off Facebook this past week for 3 days for something he posted back in 2015, if you can believe that. And I did a segment Wednesday night on the National Intel Report. I filled in for John Stattmiller, and I want to play that segment that discusses Brian's censorship off Facebook now. So if we could, Sam, let's roll video one. Church and state and everything they tell you. Believe in me, I'm with the high command. All right, we are back on the National Intel Report. We're back on the National Intel Report. I am your guest host, Fam, filling in for John Stattmiller. And we're going to talk just a little bit about internet censorship. Natural News ran an excellent story this week. The extreme censorship of tech giants now being deployed against conservatives, Christians, anti-vaxxers, and gun owners is just the beginning. Ultimately, techno-fascism targets everyone who diverges from the consensus viewpoint on literally every topic, from politics to health and to medicine. If the tech giants are not stopped, you will very soon find yourself completely enslaved, economically annihilated, and entirely controlled by evil globalists unless you parrot their accepted narratives on everything. They will tell you what you're allowed to believe about vaccines, cancer, medicine, and science. They will determine which political candidates you must praise and which ones you must condemn. They will indoctrinate your children, monitor your searches, and listen and record everything you say in your home. You are on the verge of being completely enslaved under a techno-fascist authoritarian regime. Now, I was reading that from Natural News, and it could not be more true. Now, listen to this. Those of you that's been listening to my broadcast a long time may remember I had a co-host named Brian in the early days. We'd done several things here in North Carolina, put a bunch of protests on back in 07, 08, 09, 2010, back in the day. Okay. Today, he informed me he got a message from Facebook, and he's a big Facebooker. I'm not. I despise Mark Zuckerberg, so I don't Facebook. He got a message today. He is banned for 3 days from Facebook for a post that he did in 2015, he posted something like November 2015. It's like almost 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Oh, you want to know what the topic was? What else? Israel. So he's banned for 3 days because of something he posted 3.5 years ago. Listen, that's like your phone rings, right? And maybe this would be, you know, years ago when the telephone company had a monopoly, like some of these social media platforms. But that is tantamount to your phone rings, and it's the telephone company, and they're like, "Hey, we're going to ban you from using the telephone for 3 days because, like, 4 years ago, you were having a conversation on the phone about how you didn't believe in the Warren Commission's findings on the JFK assassination." Okay, you can't talk on these phone lines about how you believe how ridiculous those findings were with the JFK assassination. And the reason I say that is the politicians don't get on the back of a train and ride around to get elected anymore. They don't show up in your town square and everybody in the community come out to hear what the politician has to say. They're on social media. That is the public forum, unfortunately. And so now, and this is the direction, I'm not an Alex Jones fan, but if they can do it to Alex Jones, he is a good test case for them, then they can do it to everyone. And it's not going to be just Facebook or Twitter and this type thing. It's going to be, and we already know it, we've already seen it, it's going to be your PayPal, your MasterCard, your bank, your banking. It's already happening. If you have wrong think, you know, they love all this diversity. Oh, they promote diversity. They love diversity. But unless you have diversity in your political views, you can't have that. That's the diversity they don't allow. They love all the rest, any kind of race mixing, transgender, you know, love that stuff. But you can't have any political diversity. You can't have your own opinion. You can't oppose being overrun by illegal invaders. They just use the word immigrant because they think that that makes it more palatable. It's all word games. It's about making you comfortable with it or making you uncomfortable with opposing it. It's mass mind manipulation constantly. And I mean, all you got to do is just objectively look at the television and you can see how it has warped and changed and sickened this society. It's the glass cesspool in your living room. And it has worked wonderfully for these people. For these Satanists and the super scum that runs our country. And they sit back and they expect us to all be in awe and just so mesmerized in the fact that, you know, these school shootings and all these evil things is happening. Look, it's the recipe. If I give you a recipe to make a pound cake and you go buy it at the end, you're going to have something like a pound cake. Whether it's good or bad may depend on you. But if you go by this recipe of this complete immorality, this absence of any kind of dignity, this self-gratification humanism, where anything goes, and you've got to tolerate everything or you're intolerant because we're building this unobtainable utopia, supposedly. And what do? They want to get everybody to give 2 cents about, you know, the royal family. Woo! We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the National Intel Report. Guest host Farron, back in moments. Okay, that was Wednesday night. I was filling in. So I just wanted, rather than running down through it all again, Brian actually banned from Facebook for something that he said back in 2015. So this tells me, you know, they're sifting through this content constantly. Everyone's content. It's going to be everything before it's over with. It's going to be your text messages, your email, all of this content. You know, Snowden told us all this. And the First Amendment and the Second Amendment is what these leftists have placed on the chopping block. And the thing about it is, you can see that the Republicans and Democrats in Washington, D.C., there's no real effort to do anything to protect people that's being banned off of these platforms and being censored. This is all part of they pay a useless lip service, but it's just like the fact that they're not doing anything. I mean, I've got all the stories here. I could go down through them. I did some of them Wednesday nights. The reason I'm not doing them today, 168,000 illegal aliens just dispersed throughout the country. They're trying to claim that the system is overwhelmed and, you know, the politicians are just wringing their hands. They half of them say there's not a problem. The other half say there is. I mean, it's designed this way. This is the way this is happening because this is what they want to happen. The borders are being flooded because they want the borders flooded. They act like they can't do anything about it because they want to act like they can't do anything about it. They want this great replacement. And, you know, I'm a big fan of NewObserverOnline.com, and I urge everyone to go there and look at the video. It's only about 3 minutes. Blackpool, UK demonstrates reality of great replacement and white genocide. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not easily jaded. I've seen so many different videos from Paris and from Germany. But this one in Ungrate is a jaw dropper. The new video taken on St. George's Day, April 24th, 2019, so it's very recent, which is England's National Day, of the beachfront of the iconic traditional British working-class beach resort of Blackpool on the Lancashire coast of northwest England has once again forcefully demonstrated the reality of the great replacement underway in European nations resulting from mass third world immigration. And I'm here to tell you, you got to watch the video. Blackpool, famous for its fun fairs, roller coasters, arcades, and other traditional beachfront holiday activities, was completely taken over by invaders on St. George's Day. A mixture of Africans, Pakistanis, Indians, and other indeterminate others of indeterminate origin. while the white people were simply physically driven off the beachfront by mass non-white invasion, as the video originally loaded onto YouTube clearly showed. The control media and other political activists still maintain that this genocide is a myth perpetrated by racists, yet the facts all conclusively show that the process of replacing the native population with non-whites in European nations is underway. And I'm telling you, if you look at that video, it is, you can't deny it. I mean, it is a jaw dropper just to see how that has transformed. And I'm not going to have time till after the top of the hour. I've got a video that I've got to play for you of what they are concerned about over in Ungrate. You know, they've got the acid to the face. They're teaching their eighth graders how to treat knife wounds. I mean, they've got a lot of problems. Of course, everything in the media this week was about the latest birth of Markle and whichever one she married. It's amazing to me. I mean, that right there, how they can control and manipulate society supposedly care about the royal family and what's going on there boggles my mind. And I mean, the people over there line up and parade around and get all excited about that big nothingness. That is a real window of insight to the mass manipulation that they have over society to even care about something so trivial as that royal family and their mansions and where they live and whatever. I don't get it. But I tell you what, we're going to skip this next break. So I tell you what, let's play, I believe it is video 2, the Holocaust. Now, before we play the clip, let me set it up. This is Theresa May and all the top dignitaries over in Ungrate. They're most high politicians over in Britain. And with all the problems, and it'd be great to hear this after you just watched that Blackpool video, but this is what they're concerned about. This is what's on the forefront. This is what's on their mind. This is what is the most important thing for them to achieve over in Ungrate Britain. Let's go ahead and roll that, Sam.
By putting our National Holocaust Memorial and Education Centre next to our Parliament, we make a solemn and eternal promise that Britain will never forget what happened in the Holocaust.
There can be no more powerful symbol of our commitment never to forget the Holocaust than that we should create, right at the heart of our democracy, a permanent memorial and a learning centre so that we understand what we failed to do in the 1930s and understand also that we should never, ever allow evil to triumph over good.
The Holocaust is one of the most evil acts in history. It must never be forgotten. A memorial near to the House of Commons reminds us what happens when democracy fails. It's a lesson neither this generation nor the next should ever forget.
Anti-Semitism and hate did not end in 1945. Unfortunately, today, some of this poison is back from the political fringe to parts of the political mainstream. So it's absolutely right that this new national memorial is situated right next to Parliament so that we can show what happens when racism and prejudice go unchecked.
There were really two things that altered my thinking. The first was taking my children to Berlin and seeing the national memorial they have there and seeing the effect it had on my children and thinking, why don't we have something as significant, as substantial here in Britain? The second thing was the immense privilege as Prime Minister of meeting Holocaust survivors and hearing their stories firsthand and realizing that there would come a time when those survivors wouldn't be there to tell those stories. That's why I set up the Holocaust Commission in January 2014, and that's why I'm so delighted that they recommended this incredible national memorial at the heart of our democracy, next to our Parliament.
Seeing this through is a sacred national mission. In the face of despicable Holocaust denial, this memorial will stand to preserve the truth forever. And this education centre will ensure that every generation understands the responsibility that we all share to fight against hatred and prejudice in all its forms, wherever it is found.
All right, there you have it. I thought that a listener sent that to me. I thought that was really interesting. I mean, World War II ended in 1945. You know, we're like 70 years past that. It's never ended for the German people, apparently. But with all the issues going on, you know, 60 million people died. It was a horrific war. But we still are back to, we can never forget this one part of this war, to the point that beside the House of Commons, Theresa May and all the rest of the top politicians want to build a gigantic Holocaust memorial or museum beside the Parliament building. And I just thought I would share that with you, because I don't want to say surprised, but I mean, this is, we're never going to get over it, because we're never going to be able to get over it. This has to be intentionally brought up constantly, and it is. I mean, it was on the NBC Nightly News last night, not this, but something else about a museum that they had created. And, you know, I don't know, they make those museums where they're ugly to look at intentionally. And if you do a search, I mean, they are everywhere. I mean, a lot of cities, a lot of countries, practically. I think the goal is to put one in every major major city around the world. But I just thought it was interesting. I mean, they've got a lot of issues going. You know, they're so incompetent in the Parliament that they can't seem to remove themselves from the European Union. Yeah, right. We know this is all being done intentionally, and of course, Theresa May is talking about we may have to have another vote. Why would you have a – well, we know why they would have another vote, because they want to keep bringing a vote about until they can, you know, stay in the European Union and thus stay in this ridiculous agreements that they've made with regard to flooding their country out with foreigners. So, you know, you've got the same situation in America that you've got in all these countries in Europe. You've got a traitorous government to its very own native population. And if you have the internet and you can go on and spend 3 minutes and look at the video there on NewObserverOnline.com and see what's actually happening, it's the same as the videos that we've seen from Paris. And, you know, if you want to talk about the fake news media, how about the fact that none of the media, I think this will be week 26 or 27, it's like 6 months into the Yellow Vest protest, and ABC, NBC, CBS, they don't update. They reported that when it first started, and then just total silence. So the majority of Americans don't even know that that's going on, that there's a large segment of the native population in France that has risen up against the government. Well, how about this? Arizona legislators have officially declared pornography a public health crisis, passing a bill urging the state to systematically prevent exposure and addiction, but insisting they won't try to ban it outright. Now, what I find interesting about this is, you know, all of a sudden now they are saying they're concerned about pornography. Now, they're concerned that, you know, they censor Alex Jones, and they're concerned that they deplatform every way possible a Richard Spencer type person. But here, legislators in Arizona have actually decided that maybe having one click away from just the most vile and vulgar pornography on the internet maybe is a bad idea. The bill warns that children are being exposed to pornography at an alarming rate, leading to low self-esteem, eating disorders, and an increase in problematic sexual activity at an ever younger and younger ages. Adults aren't safe either, suffering toxic sexual behaviors, emotional, mental, and medical illnesses, and difficulties forming or maintaining intimate relationships. You know, they're worried about banning all this content on the internet or on social media or on Facebook. They're worried about sifting back through years of what you've possibly posted on Facebook, because it may be dangerous. And, you know, we all know how Facebook works. If you don't like that, you don't have to follow that. If you don't like whatever's posted on whoever's Facebook, you don't have to go there. They banned Louis Farrakhan, too, from Facebook. I've never went and looked at Louis Farrakhan's Facebook, because I don't really care what Louis Farrakhan has to say, you know. So Louis Farrakhan, whatever he's putting on his Facebook's not hurting me. And if I went there and did look at it, it wouldn't hurt me. You know, because I'm a grown adult. I can judge for myself. But they've got to eliminate, you know what kind of speech, you know, there's a lot of things that Louis Farrakhan says I totally disagree with. But guess what? There's some things Louis Farrakhan says I totally agree with. That's the part they've got to ban. That's the part they've got to prevent. That's where they've got to control the narrative. That's why they have to have this in place to where you've got to sign a contract to be a school teacher in Texas, that you won't boycott Israel. They've got to control. They've got to manipulate. They've got to censor. They've got to hide the truth. And then when, you know, that was deemed unconstitutional, but it'll be coming back around. They'll have to get the proper judges in place. You can see how these judges have worked, making it so complicated for the president to even ban people from various countries coming in to this country, something that would never have been questioned before. But because we've got to have this mass invasion, because we've got to make it palatable for everyone to accept invaders, and it's got to be dubbed you're a racist if you won't go along with the Great Replacement. While all the time the standard of living for middle-class America is practically evaporating, although the mainstream media is trying to say the economy is in some sort of great shape, my question that always is, well, then why is the average working-class Americans starting out at jobs at $10 an hour, the same thing they've done for 30 years if the economy is supposedly getting so much better, while simultaneously during that same time the price of cars, gas, houses, and everything else has practically doubled? All right, we're coming up on a break. We're coming up on the top of the hour. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. I'll be continuing with the news. And if I don't have a guest come on in the first few minutes, then I'm going to open up the phone lines as well. So stay with me. Back in moments.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic.